The whistle of the jets faded as the main thrust died, and only the verniers continued to nudge Discovery gently into orbit. Iapetus was now a giant crescent that filled the sky. Until this moment, Borman had always thought of it as a tiny, insignificant object, as indeed it was compared with the world around which it circled. Now, as it loomed menacingly above him, it seemed enormous, a cosmic hammer poised to crush Discovery like a nutshell. Iapetus was approaching so slowly that it scarcely seemed to move, and it was impossible to tell the exact moment when it made the subtle change from an astronomical body to a landscape only 50 miles below. The faithful verniers gave their last spurts of thrust, then closed down forever. The ship was in its final orbit, completing one revolution every 3 hours at a mere 800 miles an hour, all the speed that was required in this feeble gravitational field. Discovery had become a satellite of a satellite.